Exclusive, Representative Warren Davidson. Senator Mike Lee proposed bill to define Ukraine proxy war strategy to end war hawk regime's latest obsession. By Sean Moran on September 28, 2023. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, with nearly three dozen House Republicans, introduced legislation to define America's strategy with Ukraine and avoid endless war. The Ohio congressman, who has long called for cementing America's strategy with the conflict against Russia, introduced the Define the Mission Act. The legislation aims to provide the American people with clarity about the Biden administration's aims in aiding Ukraine's conflict with Russia. By also clarifying the Biden administration's strategy, it could limit the mission creep and increasing escalation against a nuclear-armed Russia. The Ukraine proxy war is the Washington war hawk regime's latest obsession, Davidson explained in a written statement. The Biden administration's as long as it takes approach is not a substitute for a clear strategy. It's our responsibility to demand a defined mission on behalf of the American people and get concrete answers to avoid endless war. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, another lawmaker in favor of a non-interventionist foreign policy, introduced the Senate companion bill. The Biden administration's as long as it takes approach to Ukraine is unacceptable, and frankly, not a strategy, Lee remarked. Before we spend another penny on Ukraine, the administration owes Congress and the American people a plan of action. This bill requires the Biden administration to put pen to paper and define our goal in Ukraine. Davidson and Lee's Define the Mission Act stipulates that the strategy must include a clear definition of the U.S. national interests at stake, an estimation of the resources required, including U.S. personnel, materials, and funding, a forecast of security assistance to be received from NATO allies within the upcoming year, a thorough assessment of the impact of Russia's dominance in the European natural gas market on concluding the conflict in Ukraine. Furthermore, the proposed strategy cannot be contingent on the U.S. providing funds for Ukrainian reconstruction. 31 House Republicans co-sponsored the bill, Reps. Andy Ogles, RTN, Troy Nels, RTX, Corey Mills, RFL, Ryan Zinke, R. Mount, Mary Miller, Ariel, Gus Bilirakis, RFL, Clay Higgins, RLA, George Santos, RNY, Josh Breckin, ROK, Josh Mulnar, Army, Andy Biggs, R. Oz, Max Miller, RO, Randy Weber, RTX, Cliff Bentz, R. Orr, Ralph Norman, RSC, Mike Garcia, RCA, Zach Nunn, RYA, Diana Harshbarger, RTN, Matt Gates, RFL, Carol Miller, RWV, Dan Bishop, RNC, Greg Stube, RFL, Thomas Massey, RKY, Kevin Hearn, ROK, Mike Bost, REL, Brian Mast, RFL, Michael Cloud, RTX, Lance Gooden, RTX, Scott Franklin, RFL, and Ronnie Jackson, RTX. While drafting the House-passed National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, Davidson provided an amendment to force the Biden administration to state its strategy in Ukraine. The amendment failed, however, it did receive support from 129 House Republicans. The conservative lawmakers introduced the legislation as America has increasingly escalated its conflict with Ukraine. It also continues as America has provided more than $113 billion, and President Joe Biden has asked for $24 billion more. The Senate is moving a stopgap spending bill that would provide more than $6 billion in Ukraine aid. Further, the Biden administration has provided more munitions, fighter jets, tanks, and depleted uranium rounds, as Biden previously warned in 2022 that handing over such weapons would turn the conflict into World War III. Watch, demonstration of the devastating cluster bombs Biden is sending to Ukraine. Despite the continued conflict in Ukraine, many House and Senate lawmakers appear to be growing tired of aiding Ukraine in its protracted conflict. There were more votes for cutting off aid to Ukraine on Wednesday night than prior votes to cut off aid in July. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.